Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Hi, everybody. For today's short devotional, I'm going to read to you several verses from Mark chapter 4, beginning at verse 35. Ready for this? On the same day when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us cross over to the other side." Now, when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was. And the other little boats were also with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat so that it was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. But he said to them, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, "Who can this be, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Again, that's Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 41. Now look, everyone knows what it's like to be afraid. And fear isn't always something bad. I mean, we want our children to fear playing in a busy street. But for many of us, fear is a dark presence that dominates our life. And we see how God helps us with our fears when we see how Jesus answered the fear of his disciples here in Mark chapter 4, beginning at verse 35. In this passage, we read about when Jesus told his disciples to sail across the Sea of Galilee. However, a sudden storm whipped up strong winds and waves, and they were in danger of drowning. In panic, the disciples woke Jesus, and he immediately rebuked the winds and told the sea to be quiet. After the storm stopped, Jesus then rebuked his disciples for their fear and unbelief. From looking at what Jesus said and did, we can gather several principles to help us with the problem of fear. First of all, the passage shows us that we will all face frightening situations. Look, fears come to everybody, and some face them better than others, but everyone faces fear. Some fears we have make sense. Other fears are silly. But when the disciples were worried about drowning, their fears made sense because all the circumstances told them that it was a dangerous situation. Now, we often feel right in holding on to our fears when they are justified, but God wants to help us even with our well-founded fears, as well as the ones that don't make sense. Second, the disciples were afraid because they had forgotten a promise that Jesus made. When Jesus sent them across the lake, he told them, "Let us cross over." He didn't say, "Let us drown in the middle of the lake." He promised that they would cross over. You know, you could say that behind every fear is a forgotten promise of God. Now, I don't know if that's technically true in every situation, but it's a great general principle. God's word is filled with promises that answer our fears in just about every situation. Keeping our hearts and our minds in the Bible is a path to living with less fear and certainly out from under the power of fear. Third, their fear had a spiritual dimension. You know, this wasn't just a matter of emotion or weather problems. When Mark told us that Jesus rebuked the wind, and when Jesus said to the sea, "Peace be still," as Mark records it, Jesus used the same words that he would use when he rebuked and silenced demons. This was a spiritual battle as much as it was a weather crisis. And there are spiritual forces of darkness that have a genuine interest in making us afraid and keeping us afraid. Fourth, I want you to notice this. We should see how Jesus connected fear with unbelief. Jesus told his disciples, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" Listen, fear and unbelief often go together. When we're trusting God as we should, it can crowd out any room for fear. One answer to fear is faith. Now again, not faith in circumstances, not faith in statistics, but faith in God. And we could even say that the unbelief of the disciples was more dangerous than the storm itself. That's why Jesus rebuked their unbelief after he rebuked the storm. Through this account in Mark chapter 4, we see how God can help us with the fears which will, from time to time, invade our lives. Understanding that there is a spiritual dimension to our battle with fear, we must look with faith to the promises of God. When we set our focus on God's promises instead of on fearful circumstances, we're going to begin to see release from the dominating power of fear. I pray that's true in your life today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.